This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to our live show from Seattle.
Hello, thank you for listening.
Hey everybody. Yeah, we recorded this live show with Alicia Sanchez,
a really
funny comic from Seattle.
Yeah, at the Jewel Box Theater. Thanks for coming out, everybody that did. We appreciate it.
Yes. There's some awesome people. Yeah, the beginning of our tour.
Yeah.
And we went to a bunch of shows, and thank you guys, everybody who came out. We met some really awesome fans.
Yeah,
along
super
the way.
Fun.
Yeah,
that was really awesome meeting all of you guys. That was really like the highlight.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rachel with her cheddar jalapeno scones.
Hell yes.
Eugene,
those
Oregon.
Are so
holy
good.
Hell, girl. That's amazing.
And we had a lot of fun. The only bummer was that when we were in Oakland, somebody.
All of our shit got stolen.
Yeah, all of our shit got stolen. Someone broke into Brandy's car and stole Tess and Brandy's laptops, Tess's iPad, and all of Tess's clothing.
Yeah.
So
that's what you get for having such nice looking stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's why, but
I know.
But that's a nice thing to say.
I mean, just try to take the I don't know. Try to find the positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So we are doing a GoFundMe just to try and recoup a few of the expenses involved with that loss. So if you have a dollar or so to give, go to GoFundMe.com/lady2lady. That's T-O, not the number two. So lady to lady. Yeah, GoFundMe.com/lady2lady.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening. And this was a really fun show, this live one.
Yeah. And, you know, this makes up for whatever. Fuck that person for breaking into our car. But,
yes.
Like, we had an amazing time. And we're definitely going to tour more in the future. Just fuck that guy and his khaki ass.
We will just have a little trailer we hitch and something. We'll figure something out.
We're going to have a hot bodyguard that just sits in the car for us.
And we know who that will be.
We have resident hottie now.
Yeah. You guys will hear all about that next week.
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the show. And go to the GoFundMe page. We'll link it on here on the website too. So
thanks, guys.
Thanks for anything that you can give. We would really appreciate
it. Yeah. Any thank little you. Bit helps. And thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yes!
What's that?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, sorry for the clean PG-13 version of the theme song.
We accidentally maybe gave them the one we did for our moms for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Where it said, in the theme song, it says, we're the fucking best, which we are.
Yeah.
But in the clean version, it said freaking best.
Which is usually what you substitute fucking with when you're trying to do a clean version.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi, welcome to
hi
the show.
Guys. Thanks,
hey. Thanks for coming. Who here listens to the podcast and knows what's going on?
Yeah.
Two people.
Hell yeah.
No, okay, a lot of people.
More
good.
Than that.
Feel free to move up, you guys.
Yeah.
Stay in the back. I don't want to see your fucking
crowd.
Faces.
Yeah. It's such a big crowd.
No, please. Yes. Move up.
Or don't. I just switched to hippie deodorant, so. Yeah.
I love that you did this right before we went on tour.
No, I know. Am I stinking? A little
not
bit?
Yet.
No.
Yeah, I think I found a good one.
Okay.
Wait, let's introduce ourselves for those who don't know us. I'm a professional.
I'm JK. Brandy.
Oh, Hosey. We're wearing matching shirts. Should we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we didn't even address that.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to, by the way. Can I just say
that? I like the idea of them being like, no, that's just like what they wear. Like, you guys just like wear matching clothes all the time.
I totally forgot we were wearing matching shirts.
What happened today was, hold on. I'm Brandy Posey.
That's Brandy. Clap for her.
Thank
you. Guys know I'm getting angry for no reason.
Yeah, just calm down. It's great. I'm Brandy Posey. You're going to be great, Barbara.
Calm down.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Barbara Gray in this shirt.
Yeah.
And
I'm wearing the shirt with the pattern on it.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Tess Barker, and I'm also wearing the shirt with the pattern on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a really good bit for an audio podcast for us all to wear the same shirt.
Yeah, this is a special thing just for you guys who came to the show. Yeah. So when you listen back to this,
memories.
You can be like, I know that they were all wearing, we don't know if those are good shirts or not.
No, they're great.
I
love
think they're
them.
Cute.
What happened was this morning we were in Portland and Barbara and I went to a Buffalo Exchange and separately we walked in and we tried on two separate shirts. Then we both walked out of the dressing room holding the exact same thing.
I mean.
And we're like, I guess we buy a third. I guess that's just what we do.
And that was me.
Yeah.
That's how I got roped into the deal. Yeah. I was miles away at a coffee shop on my laptop and unbeknownst to me.
We were shopping for her. We're just such good girlfriends.
Sister.
That's what we do. It was great. We made an employee at Buffalo Exchange get it off of a mannequin. Which, if you guys haven't tried that, it feels real good to like watch a girl who is like the most hip person who has never bought any of your fucking clothes. There's nothing better than being like, you get me that fucking shirt from that mannequin. And then watching her do it. It makes up for every pair of beautiful pants they've never bought from you.
Yeah. I would just like to give a shout out right now to people who have gone more than once to sell clothes at Buffalo Exchange. You are like American heroes because that is a really embarrassing experience.
I did it a week ago.
Man.
Two full bags.
Ugh.
Nothing.
Ugh. God.
Like nothing.
And like you already feel cracky. Like you're already walking into a store carrying a garbage bag of clothes.
An IKEA bag if you're classy. Like, that's the high-end
version. Oh,
it
was garbage bags, for sure. And they were just like, no, nothing. We like nothing about you.
Oh.
You are trash. Why don't you put this in the Goodwill bin so some other people can also reject it and not buy it later. It was
just
really sad.
A courtesy buy. Buy one thing. Buy one thing from me, even if you're just going to use it as a dish rag. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to wipe your butthole with it.
But they'll definitely go through everything, so you can't even act like they just wrote you off. Like, they'll definitely go through each thing individually and give
them. Oh, yeah. You go over in the corner and you shop and you watch them just doing this.
Yep.
They just throw it away.
Like,
get off my, how did I even touch this rag?
That's, you want to be like, that's the dress I wore at graduation. That's the dress I got my first job in.
Yeah.
These are my memories, and I want you to put value into them.
It's also sad, too, because it's all my, like, all of it's my the clothes that I will never fit into that I was finally like, just give up on these shorts, Barbara.
Oh.
It's been 10 years.
It's been.
It's been 10 years
since you wear these shorts.
And then they're even like, no, I'm sorry, even your thin clothes are not thin enough for our
belly. Oh, no.
Even your skinny, fat, skinny shorts. Whatever, it's fine. I sound harsher than
usual.
It's
only because shorts aren't in right now. You want, like, to be dressed like a ghost. It's just like that's...
drapey. You want drape.
Yeah, right. You want to just be draped like a Victorian. You want to look like you've haunted the apartment that you're renting. Like, that's what it's in right now. Shorts aren't in. It's like a Victorian garment that's shredded.
Unless there's shorts hidden under the Victorian garment. Like,
there's
shorts hidden under your sheet.
Yeah.
Basically, Coachella is in. We're all wearing Coachella stuff.
Oh, Coachella's so in.
Coachella's so
in. Did you guys go to Coachella? No, you don't.
No one cares about Coachella.
The best face in the front row. Fuck no.
Zena. Zena gives a fuck no face.
You're correct, I think.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for coming. We're really excited.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
This is the... Yay!
Yeah, give yourselves a hand.
This is the first official night of the tour.
Uh-huh.
We were up in Portland for a few days before this. We stayed at an Airbnb.
I mean.
Oh, boy.
And it was fun.
Usually they're great.
This
right?
is the worst Airbnb experience I've ever had.
It was awful. Their names were Ha and Hunter.
Which, Ha being named Ha was like when a huge guy is named Tiny. Ha was not laughing.
There was an ounce of mirth in that moment.
Single smile.
She was terrible. What happened? I don't know. It was awful.
Okay, we walk in and we say hi. She's like, hi, good to see you.
Yeah, she acted like surprised. She acted like we were very much interlopers.
Yeah, she opened the door and looked at us as though she had no idea who the fuck we were.
Right.
Yeah, they took us upstairs to her room. And then by the time we got upstairs, it was like, oh, don't wear shoes in the house. And I was like, tell me that when I come in the door.
Right.
This is not my fault. You establish the rules in your home, but you tell me at the door. So we get up there. That evening... Ha and Hunter are having a fight in the living room, you guys.
We came back from our show, brushing our teeth, and we hear, like, it's my house too, okay? Yeah. And like they were like,
I just don't like him. He's your friend, but I just don't like him. And I'm like, we're brushing our teeth upstairs. Like, this is the worst.
Were they
thing
were they referring
happened.
To us? They like called us him.
That's the code.
Just like their code word.
That's totally the code word.
Yeah. Like Ha booked it, Hunter booked it, and Ha didn't approve.
Yeah. Collectively, our name is Frank, and we're a real asshole. That's what I.
That
found
is true.
Out.
If we climbed on top of each other and wore a trench coat, we would be a dick.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we were sharing. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna rent out your house to Airbnb and you're gonna. This is my first time staying in an Airbnb where the person is there among you.
I've done it before and it's been delight. It's a really? It's people that like to host.
They exactly. Like to host. Yeah. Not these are pre-med students who had shitty Blink 182 posters all over the
walls.
Oh,
and did you see the Sum 41 poster?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they straight had a Sum 41 poster.
2015.
Yeah.
And these are young people, so they're like into old shitty music.
Yeah, how did you get into Sum 41? You're an undergrad right now.
Yeah, isn't there a new equivalent of Sum 41 that you should be into?
Yeah, Five Seconds of Summer.
Yeah. Like,
shout out to 5 Seconds of Summer.
Five sauce.
Get relevant, Hunter, is what I'm saying.
Let's include that in the review that we leave.
Oh yeah, we'll do it later. We're gonna leave a real bad review. Oh, I'm like so powerful. We're gonna leave a real bad review. There were ants in our bed.
Yeah, I woke up to multiple ants on my body. I know,
right?
I know.
There were ants in our bed. Their living room smelled like wet dog.
Mm-hmm. And there was no dog.
Yeah, there was no dog. Just phantom dog
that we saw.
And then I took a shower, and they had, like, one of those passive-aggressive roommate signs in the bathroom that was just like, hey, if there's hair in the drain, clean it out. Smiley face, thanks. Like, one of those. Just don't put a smiley face. I don't need an emoji into my life. Yeah. I paid you money to be here.
And then what color of hair was in the drain?
It was black.
Do any of us have black hair?
No.
Red, white, and blue, baby. That's us.
These colors do run away from that Airbnb.
It was the worst. Don't stay at Han Hunter's house. Their address is 39.
3409 Holgate Boulevard. Everyone go there after the show. Let's all take a bus up there and take a dump on their front porch. Let's write out our review in our own poop.
And then just set it on fire.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When I recently, this girl that I went to college with got married. And, like, I never see her in my Facebook feed, but she just had this, like, super obnoxious wedding. And I hadn't, like, I guess I.
Define obnoxious. What made it?
I know that's kind of redundant, but it was, like, I know for sure there was a flash mob, which I won at my wedding, so fine. But, there.
Yeah, we got to start planning that.
Yeah. But it was, like, one of these weddings that last, like, she was posting for, like, 6 days about this wedding. And I hadn't, like, it was, like, I added her in college, and then I didn't see anything until she got married. But my last memory of her was that she got drunk and wrote her name in poop on my friend's wall.
Oh, man.
And I really wanted to, like, there was all these pictures of her in, like, multiple floral canvas, like, multiple bridal dresses. And
white dresses?
White dresses. And I just wanted to write, do you remember when you wrote your name in poop?
It's that thing where it's so, because it's so hard to, like, when you have that moment, you're like, I could just ruin this person's life right now. And you never choose to do it, but it's like a freeing feeling to be like, this is a thing that I could do that would ruin her wedding.
Yeah.
That's like the whole thing with Han Hunter. I kept being, when they were fighting downstairs, I kept wanting to, like, go downstairs and be like, you guys, flip my baseball cap, flip a chair, sit down and be like, what are we talking about? How can I fix this right now?
I wanted to crawl in bed with them.
I wish you had. Well, Barbara texted
and touch him.
Barbara texted both of us last
night. No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, never mind. That didn't happen.
I don't even know what we're not talking about.
The guy wasn't ugly.
Oh, I mean, oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
I have a boyfriend. I'm not allowed to think anyone's attractive.
Barbara had a boner for the guy who lived there.
Only slightly. I saw him for 2 seconds, and he was like the typical white idiot that, you know.
Some
41.
He was a 41 out of Blink 182. Like, that's what he was.
On that note, we should bring. All right.
Yeah,
let's introduce our guest. You guys ready?
There's a fourth chair on the stage right now.
There is.
We're bringing out one of Seattle's best right now, you guys. She runs a show called Wine Shots in Town. She just appeared at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, and she opens her W. Kamau Bell and Hari Kondabolu. Said it right. God damn it. Yes,
yeah.
I did. Alicia Sanchez, you guys, give her a hand. Hell yeah.
Ooh, the curtain.
Yeah. There she is.
Get comfy.
Oh, hello. Oh, can I just say I really appreciate that you got Hurry's and Kamau's name right, but not mine. It's what Alicia. It's fine. It's story
Fuck!
Of my life.
Oh,
story
no.
of my life. It's fine.
Alicia. My real name is Brandis, and people call me Brandeis. So
oh,
I'm
Brandis. That's cool.
Like Candace.
That's cool.
My dad made it up. I don't know.
Maryland.
Yeah, it's real Maryland.
Well, great. We started this off on a
awkward.
Sorry.
Should we go? Do you want to just do the podcast?
Do you want to do a one-woman show?
No, I'll just, I'm sorry about me.
Why are you named that, Alicia? God.
I know, it's just,
Everyone go back in time and make their parents change their names.
We should all just be named Tom.
Like, yeah, that'd be so easy.
Right?
But then all of our shoes would get confusing. Because there's a...
Everyone writes their name on their shoes?
No, because Tom's are
no,
shoes.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but
this make it was a, it made no sense.
I get it.
Then all right. And it doesn't make sense now. Like the rest of my life, I had two Irish coffees and I'm drunk and awake.
Okay,
Babs. Alicia.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on it.
Yeah.
How's it going? Have you ever had any weird Airbnb experiences? Do you stay at them?
I do not stay at Airbnbs because I don't like people.
Sure.
I don't like to talk to people I don't know.
Uh-oh. Well,
perfect night for you.
Yeah, I don't. I just, the idea of that kind of forced social interaction sounds horrifying to me. So I want no part of it. And I also stay up really late and I need to watch Forensic Files to fall asleep. And okay. I just feel like those people will be weird about it.
You know what? My boyfriend's into Forensic Files before bed, and I just think that's just wrong.
I get
Seems
why it's creepy.
Yeah.
It is, because, like, I mean, what do you dream about?
Nothing, because I've seen every episode, so I don't worry about
it. So you
know
all the answers.
I think that's what it is because, like, I already know how the mystery ends, so it's soothing. Or... I don't know, but to be fair, I do get creeped out about the ones about kids, so I guess I have a heart or whatever, but...
No, wait, Forensic Files is just
congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forensic Files is just one of those ones where they're like, oh, someone got killed and now we're looking really closely at a finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the description.
Is there is there a sassy blood lady?
No, no, but you know,
man, fuck that
the
show.
Forensic
it's
Files
like,
is
it's
a
like
real
a
show. It's like a documentary.
It's like
documentary series. Yeah.
It's like those things where like a husband and a wife are scuba diving and the wife mysteriously doesn't surface.
Okay.
Well, that's like Dateline. That's more interesting. Forensic Files is usually like some redneck killed another redneck, and then a leaf fell in his truck. And they traced the leaf back to that field where his brother was dead. Like, that's what Forensic Files is.
Got it.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty great. But there is, because a lot of the episodes are really old, like from the 80s and 90s and stuff, I love that there's always like a small town cop that at the end when they event, like, say the person got arrested and went to jail, or there's always a small town cop that's like, looks at the camera and is like, obviously they said, what do you think of this guy? And the cop would be like, pardon my French, but I think he's a freaking asshole. Like, it all bleeds out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he's like, he's just evil. And he just stares at the
camera. Some people.
Yeah, just like, some people are just better off dead.
And then John Cusack shows up.
Yeah, and then it just ends. It's like, holy shit, okay.
Dude, speaking of cute small town cops, did you guys watch The Jinx?
Yeah.
How cute was the cop in that?
He
was
very Texas
the mustache?
Cop?
I loved him.
He's the sweetest guy.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite celebrity crushes right now. I've got him and Edward Snowden. I just watched Citizen
Four. Are they celebrity? Well, Edward Snowden
is definitely a celebrity, and
I want to see that Bachelor season. Just you and those two guys competing
God.
For your affection.
If I give you The Bachelorette and I have like Edward Snowden, the cop from The Jinx.
Yeah, give us
Michael Phelps.
Oh no. I'd have Hunter and there's another like Forensic Files type show that I've been watching a lot of, and it goes in the history of forensics. And there was this one where this guy like this woman and all her children ended up murdered, and the husband was like, oh, I have an alibi. I was a few states away. But then they used the bugs that were on the front of his car. Whoa. They found out that it had been in only certain states, and that's why they knew he had driven all the way across the country to kill his wife.
That's neat.
Yeah, so they were like, oh,
it's really interesting to fall asleep to.
Moral of the story.
I don't fall asleep to that shit, though.
No, but yeah, my question
get
is...
get your car cleaned.
Yeah. Yeah, like, have you tried falling asleep to The Simpsons or Friends?
No, because I don't like either of those shows, so I would just be awake being like, ugh, the whole time. Sorry, wait. I should like Friends. Everyone likes Friends, and even if they say they don't, they secretly do.
Exactly.
But yeah. I honestly don't, which I think was sorry. I just could never get into it.
That's okay.
Don't I just never.
Be sorry for your
I
taste.
I just couldn't. But you know what? Is this better than Forensic Files? Did you guys ever watch the show Deadly Women?
No. Tell me
about
that.
You guys ever seen Deadly Women? Anyone in the crowd? Deadly by Women. Noise? Nobody?
Is it just murder women?
It's women that murder people, and it is the greatest show of all time.
Just Chicago without the music.
Yeah, because it's so...
musical reference! Boom!
Yeah.
I didn't even get it. No, all right.
But it's so
Chicago
good.
The musical, and they're murderers. And
oh, yeah.
Just, I know a couple of things about musicals.
I'm proud. Thank you.
But it's so good because every show has a theme, and it's things like deadly vixens, and then all it's so stupid, and there is a lady that's
so they're sexy,
yeah, and the reenactment but the reenactment actors stare at the camera for a long time at the end, and they have a really scary music in the background, and they're like, she was found guilty and was sent to death, and they just have the reenactment actors stare into the camera, and it's so good, and there's like a profiler lady on it that's really sassy, but I can't imagine she was an actual profiler or had a real job of any kind, because she's really weird, and the way she describes everyone, regardless of their background, what the woman happened to her, she's just like, she was a stone cold sociopath. It's just really
they love writing that shit in those shows.
Yes, it's so good, and it's made in Australia, so all of the actors are clearly Australian, and they do a shit job covering their accents, and so that's great, and also they do not shy away from how horrifying the reenactments are. Like, they show people stabbing babies.
Jeez.
Wow.
It's awesome.
I love
what happened?
What a lullaby.
Well, I mean, I don't fall asleep to that because I'm interested. I'm watching it. But, Forensic Files is different.
You know, I think shows like that are cool because I feel like, as a feminist, I like to see, I feel like so many of our mainstream serial killers are men.
Yeah.
And I love to see.
I love breaking that glass
ceiling.
Well,
you gotta kill 30 people before you're 30 years old. You gotta get it in while you're young.
30
while
under
you're still
30.
Yeah, 30 mm-hmm. under 30 while you're still attractive.
You gotta break the glass ceiling and then use that to murder someone.
Yeah, use that shard of glass.
Oh my God. If that was the MO for my favorite serial killer, help me. I mean, I'm not condoning that if you're a listener, but. I mean, it's a good little. You'll get a movie out of that.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
I like that. I like that the sassy blood spatter girl is real. At least,
yeah, it is.
She's my favorite part of those shows.
Yeah,
just like hair like this, and she just spins around in a chair. And is just like, oh my God, here's his disembodied corpse. What's for lunch? Like, that's my favorite girl.
Yeah,
on those shows.
Oh yeah, she's always wearing a choker.
Yeah,
she's always alternative and cool.
Yeah.
And see, I feel like you guys can say this without incident, and I bring up once that I like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it's just hellfire.
I let you do what you want.
No, but I mean, I'm just on, I get a lot of shit for liking Kim Kardashian.
What is the difference? What? I don't know.
Well,
connected.
Because murderers, Kim's
murderers
not a murderer,
are worse people than Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
People are always like, I hate Kim Kardashian. I hate her. But people fall asleep to Forensic Files.
But I think it's because...
I don't hate Kim Kardashian. I think she's awesome.
But I... No. The difference is I'm not trying to... Murderers aren't trying to get on TV, and I am.
I don't know about that. Have you seen Natural Born Killers, the fictional feature?
No. Let's play a game with Alicia. Should we get to know her better?
Yeah.
Can you play the third song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Who, what,
sing it
where,
if you know
when,
it.
Who, what, no, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when.
Why?
Why?
Oh, man, awesome. How many of you are just jizzing hearing that live?
I wish we almost, like, did play it live. Like, we had drums that we pulled out
version.
And played it live.
Yeah, or do a cheer. It sounded like a sweet cheer, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a march cheer situation.
They're matching outfits. We could have done a tiny pyramid.
You know, you really could have. Let's just redo this. Let's stop and redo the whole thing.
We're going to do it after the show in the most terrifying green room of all time. Yeah. There have been so many drugs done in that back room that we are hanging out in.
What green room doesn't feel drugs?
I know, but that one is legit. Like, I am on drugs now.
My favorite one I've been in was the one at Against Me. Tess came with me, and there were just like a bunch of posters in the wall for other bands, and every band that had stayed in that green room just turned everything into a dick on the posters.
That was fun.
It was kind of masterful. Mm-hmm. Like, everything, things that you were like, oh, it's a beautiful flower. Oh, there's a penis inside of it. Like, everything.
Oh, man.
Every poster had at least seven. It was beautiful.
A metaphor for
a
life.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
Okay.
There were more dicks on the wall before they painted it recently, so you're not getting the full picture.
You know what? Here's the thing. Dicks are just more fun to draw than pussies.
They're easier.
Yeah, like, no one's, like, stoked to draw a pussy.
I certainly am.
There's someone is, but they're not doing it enough on the walls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast, the next bathroom that you go into.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
There's some thumping going on. Sorry, I got distracted. There was
There was
thumpy.
Like a thumping for a second. I didn't know what was happening.
It's good.
I
have a drum under here. Did you guys not know?
Jumanji is coming.
That was such a Jumanji noise. Yeah. Holy shit.
That was very Jumanji.
Totally was. I'm in. Okay. All right.
I'll start. Who is a celebrity that you find hot but no one else does?
Oh.
The guy in Forensic Files. The guy.
The whole
Mr.
Town
Forensic.
Sheriff. Yeah.
That torso from season 3.
Although I imagine the narrator on
he's
the show
right
is hot, but I don't know what he looks like. He's probably old, but
sure.
I don't know.
He's got a good voice, though.
Yeah,
no,
he's got a great
guys.
Voice.
No, they're not.
He's
hot.
Awesome. Oh, God. I should know this.
We're really throwing one at you here.
Okay. Celebrity.
Every celebrity Tess thinks is hot, no one else.
Yeah, I came up with that question.
You know what? Oh, I totally have someone because I know there's a person I always say it. Everyone goes, gross, really? Seth Green.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. I was so I was so obsessed with Seth Green in high school.
Like, what era of Seth Green are we talking about?
Oh, Oz, Buffy, ugh, like everything. You know, now still. But in high school, I was so obsessed with him. I submitted two videos to MTV's Fanatic trying to meet him.
Oh,
do you guys
yes,
remember
yes.
that show?
Oh, my God, yes, that
I
show.
Forgot about
yeah,
Fanatic.
And it never... There, it didn't happen for some reason, but even though in the video I just stood outside my house on an empty road no one drove by, and I was naked with a beach towel that just said Seth Green's number one fan, and I was just thinking,
that's awesome.
This is a pretty cool prank. Like, there's no way they'll turn me down. And I also sent him a postcard to the Buffy lot asking him to come to prom with me.
I love you so much.
Oh, God.
That
yeah.
is so something
that's
I would have done.
And that's very much something I would do.
And I totally thought he would just feel sorry for me and do it just for PR, but he didn't.
I had so many weird fantasies like that where I was like, oh, yeah, if I just put this out there.
Yeah.
My weirdest one, I might have talked about this on the
French
podcast
French Stewart
before.
Came true, though, so it's worth
French
it to Stewart put it out
French Stewart did come
there.
True. He
what?
Did. I was obsessed with French Stewart, and he came on the podcast eventually.
Oh.
It was fun.
He was lovely. Awesome.
He was lovely. I also had a big crush on Seth Green, and I had... this is such a...
We got two Seth Green lovers in the house.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike him. I'll say that.
Did you have a boner for him, though?
Huh? I liked him in Can't Hardly Wait, and I liked him in Can't Hardly
Kenny.
Wait, and what's the hand one? Idle Hands.
Idle Hands.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked him with black hair. Yeah,
yeah, that's a
that
good look for him.
Green.
That's a good look.
I had a fantasy. This is not even. It makes no sense. I don't even want to say
you,
it.
You
it's so embarrassing.
But I feel like I'm gonna agree with
okay.
you.
Okay, you will. If you did that, you'll agree.
Okay.
It doesn't even make sense. It wasn't even like anything that I would just be walking down the street and he would pull over in a limo.
Pretty Woman, like you're a hooker, Pretty Woman, and he's like, "What's your gear?" And he's got roses, and he's like, "I'll take you away from all of this."
Yeah. Yes,
that's fucking.
I
amazing.
Don't even know what the end of that was.
Everybody come to Hollywood, got a dream.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Seth Green turns you out. That's what you're.
Yeah, yeah. Seth Green becomes my pimp.
Oh, that's lovely. I like that.
I don't even know what that fan. What is that fantasy? And when I would be walking, I would think about it.
Yeah, it's a rescue fantasy.
I did live in Salt Lake City, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Get me out of here, Seth. Seth Granger, Bruce Springsteen. He takes you out of that small town.
It'd be really funny riding on the back of a motorcycle with him because he's so small.
He's little.
But he would ride.
He would have to ride on the back. Yeah.
You roll up in a motorcycle, but then he'd have to drive you all the way back to Hollywood on that motorcycle.
Like, this was great for like 45 minutes. Yeah. This is a 10-hour drive.
Yeah. You guys wouldn't even be able to have sex because your legs would be stuck like that.
You wouldn't be able to talk. You'd be like, what's your name? What? Someday, though, let's meet him.
Yeah. I want you guys and you guys on the motorcycle, throw him in a sidecar, and then you take him to Salt Lake City.
Seth Green is,
and then we fight over who gets to be his wife.
Yeah. We should just rent a limo and drive around Hollywood and try to see if we can run into him. Your chariot has arrived, sir.
Holy shit. I would do that so hard.
Yeah.
If anyone listening can help make this happen.
We'll just like rent a limo every Comic-Con weekend and circle the block. Hope he walks out.
Does he do things anymore?
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's
still on Robot Chicken, I think.
I'm sorry, I offended everyone.
You're the one who.
Yeah.
It's an old crush. I don't keep up with what they're doing now. The biggest thing that I did like that, though, was when I was obsessed with George Harrison in junior high and I made everyone call me George. What? it was a weird crossover.
Did it work? Did anybody call you George?
Yes.
Oh.
I have notes from friends calling me George. Anyway, I was really obsessed with George Harrison, and
he's definitely the best Beatle.
Yes,
I agree with
for sure.
That. Yeah.
And Snapple had commercials then where like they would be like a fan of Snapple wrote in, and the Snapple lady. She would talk about how a fan wrote in, and they would go find that person and like put them on the commercial. This was my plan. I did this.
Oh man!
I wrote into Snapple and I said, "Hello. Do you think that George Harrison drinks Snapple?" Because I thought that they would put me on I would get on television and I would meet George Harrison. Wrote back and said, "We don't know if George Harrison drinks Snapple. If you ever meet him, you should ask."
Like, that's your one question you use on George Harrison.
Yeah, that's my end.
Snapple, you're really playing up your importance in my life.
Still waiting, guys.
Yeah.
Oh wait, he's dead. Never mind.
Did anybody ask you why? Like, I really like the idea of somebody thinking that you just really love George Costanza, or like a different George instead of George Harrison. Like, when they called you George.
George Costanza would have been fine.
Yeah.
That would have been okay.
George Michael, Prince George.
There's a lot of good Georges.
Yeah. Jason Alexander is really the original dad bod.
Right? He is.
What is the dad bod thing? I don't understand.
It's just the typical guy who's let himself go.
Yeah. Not even.
But
just like that doesn't actively
DiCaprio
work out.
Had dad bod. He looks fine.
It's just something he doesn't want to kick back.
It's just a gut, basically.
Yeah.
It's a little gut and a little tit.
I'm very confused. All right.
It's just a little beer gut.
It's just a little.
It's what I'm attracted to, I guess.
No, yeah.
It's what everybody that doesn't have time to work out every day has.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, because they're busy being a dad.
Yeah.
Or just a person that likes bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. That was a good who. All right. What is the weirdest place in Seattle?
Oh, God.
Portland.
Or that you've been to, whatever.
The weirdest place, like neighborhood or
whatever
building?
You want to interpret
okay.
that
okay.
as.
Okay, okay.
That is as.
God, this is like a test I didn't prepare for.
I mean, somebody can shout one out if they have one.
You want to help?
Anybody?
Any ideas?
See, we're all like, I don't know. We want to be weirder than Portland, but we don't care enough. That's why Seattle's way more cooler, because we're like, who gives a shit? I'm going to work. what? Sorry, Portland.
You got that weird. The W.
The
Hotel?
Hotel?
That's a good one.
Why? Why is it so weird?
Because it starts with a W. Is that why? No way. Why is it weird?
Well, W's are always weird, but.
Oh, tries
too
hard.
Okay, legit.
Yeah, I love that. I love something legit. That tries
There's
too
the
hard.
Alley of bubblegum you guys have. You like that thing?
Oh, that's neat.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's more weird that people touch it.
That is people really touch it?
But it's weird that is a thing at all.
And they put their backs against it to take pics.
Ew.
Like, ew.
You know what? Where that came from? It used to be a line outside of an improv comedy place.
Of course.
So no shit, those people started a gross thing.
Yeah. If you were down on your luck in Seattle, I feel like a good idea would be to go there and just sell antibiotic wipes for like $1, or antibacterial wipes for $1 a piece. You'd make a mint doing that, right? Because people would just be like, look at my picture. Oh, God, what did I do?
Yeah.
That would be like the guy who was outside of the Beyonce concert selling flip-flops. Genius.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
so you can get
real.
Rid of your heel?
Because every girl ditched her heels and was roaming around barefoot.
That
and
is
there was
so smart.
And there was
that's
this
really
brilliant
smart.
Business person with just a sack full of flip-flops making a killing.
That is smart. That's
smart
good.
Move.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That's good. God, I don't know. I guess I would say the weirdest place for me, I don't go out very much, obviously. The weirdest place for me would be, I don't know, like, this makes no sense. I don't know why I just thought
there's
of this.
There's no
but
right
like,
answer to this.
But, yeah. like, I always get weirded out when I walk through the Pike Place Market, but for this really weird reason, which is when I walk by the fish guys, I always recognize the guy that was on Real World Seattle.
Wait, he still works there?
Yeah, because he still works there. He's like their
main
spokesman.
David or Nathan?
No, not like a member of
not
the cast.
A cast.
Oh, okay.
He was like a guy that dated Janet, and he started stalking her, and he was really creepy. And I don't know if they edited it that way for the show, but every time I walk by, he's like talking to people and seeming me really nice, and I'm like, they don't know. He's
you
actually really
like,
abusive.
You should have like, yeah, like little pamphlets to pass out.
Yeah.
Fish guy's not cool.
Yeah, turns out. Don't trust that fish guy.
I really wish David and Nathan worked there now. How great would that be?
Awesome.
David was a hottie.
I don't remember them. I don't remember it very well. I just
I
remember
love
the
that
slap.
One. The last time I was here, I went down and I found the place where the house used to be, and I took a bunch of photos of myself lined up exactly as Steven was in like that infamous scene where he slaps Irene and throws her teddy bear into the water.
Yeah.
And I just like posted like to both of us together just to shame him on the internet. I like pretended to throw a teddy bear into the water. I don't know. It was fun for me. That's what I did when I sight saw in your city, you guys.
Yeah. I wish more people did that. I wish there was a lineup of people with teddy bears to throw
well,
on the
well, we showed up and we legitimately expected there to be more people there.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah,
oh, the only one.
The flip-flop guy should sell teddy bears there.
Yeah.
Flip-flop.
Well, I think that was such an important moment in television history because that was really the beginning of like the reality show Crazy Eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's like, David, you and I can never be friends because you're a homosexual.
Yeah, it was the first Crazy Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good episode. She had Lyme disease, right?
You guys want to go watch it right now?
She did have Lyme disease.
Yeah, that was her big reveal.
Yeah.
And then he grabbed his dick or something, I think, and he was like, ha, 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 I'm gay, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, that's a weird reaction.
Yeah. That episode is very 90s. You watch it now, and you're like, ooh, this is a lot of stuff that wouldn't be on television. Okay.
Did you guys want to be on Real World? Because I totally did.
I did. I absolutely did. I want to be on Road Rules, though.
Oh, yeah. Because you could
Road
do
Rules
is travel.
More fun.
You could travel, meet new people. Don't they have to do jobs or something? I don't remember what the rules were on that.
Real World rules.
When I stopped watching Real World was Philadelphia because one of the kid members of or one of the people on the cast from Real World Philly was a child actor that was on that show Ghost Rider.
Oh.
And nobody on the cast gave a fuck about it, and I was like, why isn't anybody posting secret messages from a ghostwriter all over the house?
Oh,
and that's
my
the
God.
Drama of the season.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, that is exactly how you fuck with that guy. It would have been so funny. And I was like, psh, they're just hiring boring people now.
Oh, just put alerts on a computer somewhere that pop up.
Exactly. It would have been so fun to fuck with him with that. And nobody did. And they were like, yeah, he was a ghostwriter. And I was like, and where are the ghosts?
Yeah, why haven't you put a flashlight over his head at some point that he
Seriously.
Followed around? Sorry, that's real specific.
What happened?
You should have watched Ghost
What happened to Ghost Rider?
There was
a
ghost.
Car that drove itself?
There was a ghost. No. There was a ghost and it wrote things to some
it
children
like,
and they weren't freaked
it
out.
It gave them hints like to a mystery?
Yeah, it was a ghost in a computer that like sent them hints to solve crimes in their small town.
It was like a little shiny ball too that would like come down and rearrange. Like if Gabby or someone like the token Puerto Rican girl was like reading some newspaper and then the ghost would be like, Ghost Rider! like come in like mix
it up
so it said something else and animated, and then she'd be like, Juan, we need to go do this. Or maybe it wasn't Juan. Yeah. Carlos, whatever.
Me like when I did the fake Star Trek camp for a few days when I was a kid.
What?
It was great.
What?
Yes.
What? Was it not Star Trek camp? Like what was
it was not Star it was like they didn't call it that, but that's obviously what it was. And
what was it called?
Star Trails.
It was like somebody's space adventure thing. Oh, man. But it had nothing to do with space. Like, you literally pretended you were on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Oh,
and
God.
I was an ensign, and I was assigned to one of these computers up front.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I was – I have no idea what I was doing. I was really pissed I wasn't the doctor. Because I was like, do you see my hair? I'm obviously Beverly Crusher. I was mad. Oh. But they assigned me to the one of the computers, and then all of a sudden these, like, messages started popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the enemy hacking our computer.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
And then I saved us, is what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Wow. That's I'm bragging.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Did you get
I'm proud of you, Barbara.
Did you get like a badge or like a paper certificate?
I got free pizza and astronaut ice cream.
Oh, that's awesome.
Astronaut ice cream.
That's good
tie-in.
Not real ice cream, kids. Astronaut.
What
I guess.
Is astronaut ice cream?
It's like a giant Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Yeah.
It's bomb.
Yeah.
It's like it was good like field trip food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Get that from the science center, and you're like, well, at least I'm eating garbage, so I guess it makes up for the learning.
Exactly.
Science.
Oh, my God, I just realized where the weirdest place in Seattle is.
Oh.
Oh, what is it?
It's the Dollar Tree in University District.
Oh.
Okay, because I shop there quite a bit just because everything's a dollar.
Oh, I love a Dollar Tree.
Yeah, and also because I buy stuff for my shows and things like that. But I've never been in there where something fucking bizarre didn't happen. It's always something really weird. Always something kind of annoying. There's so many weirdos in there at all times. And I think, and some stuff that's just minor, but it's still like, why can't I just come in and out and nothing dumb happen? Can't I just like buy some candy and leave? Like the other, like yesterday I was in there and this old man in front of me paid for his Tic Tacs. And then he stopped for a long time and said, you know what? I shouldn't have given you that $5. That was a special $5 bill. I would like that $5 bill back. And the guy's like, well, I can't really do that, sir. And he's like, I need that $5 bill back.
Oh, man.
And he was like, I should have paid with these ones, not that $5. I need that $5. It was really weird. I'm like, I just want to buy my...
Dude, just give that guy his $5
back. Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
Don't
he wouldn't
argue
do
with
it.
That.
He wouldn't do it. So I went to another register. I don't know how that story ended, but probably good.
I mean, you're going to see it on...
But that's a good recommend.
Yeah.
The Dollar Tree.
Yeah, but it's also great. Go there. They have lots of stuff.
You guys want to go right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're also definitely going to see what happens on Forensic Files in a couple of weeks. Like, that's definitely where
you're
going to
live your Forensic Files.
They're going to follow that $5 back to him after he murders someone with it.
Yeah. Like, have you guys ever gotten a $2 bill?
Yeah.
That's a real burden, isn't it?
Why? I like it. I think it's a treat.
No, it's not a treat. It's a burden because you can't spend it. What the fuck is the point of money you can't spend?
What do you mean you can't spend it? Yeah, you can.
You can spend it.
Yeah, but you're not just gonna like spend it. You gotta like be careful about.
It's a good tip. You use it as a tip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Solved it.
I hate getting $2 bills. It's just too much responsibility.
They're
for me.
Special. Okay. No one give Tess a child for the love of God.
No, really.
$2 bills are just too much responsibility. I can't handle that. You've got to feed them.
You can't
okay,
unload them.
What's the next one?
Okay,
what's
next question. One? Where do we get brunch tomorrow?
Oh, let me think. What?
I only eat brunch.
There are so many probably really nice places and cool places to get brunch in town. I'm like the worst. First of all, I'm not from Seattle, so sorry.
The Wandering Goose. The Wandering Goose? In the audience.
Okay.
Sure.
I have no idea where that is or what it is, but I know nothing. I always go to Lost Lake because it's really close to my apartment. If you guys want to know what's near
that
my apartment,
for
I'll
Lost
tell
Lake.
You. Yeah, Lost Lake is really good. Right? Lost Lake. Does anyone here like Lost Lake? A place is good. Thank you, Zena.
Well, which one though? Give it up for Wandering Goose.
Okay.
Give it up
for
Lost Lake.
Oh shit!
Lost Lake
is great.
I mean, it sounds like we're eating two brunches tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's good. I only eat
Like brunch hobbits and have two brunches. Just like the shittiest hobbits. Just like just in sunglasses with hairy feet eating
just
brunch
like
all
talking
day.
Shit on Gandalf.
That would be more entertaining than the Lord of the Rings movies to me.
Yeah. It would. Just hobbits like at brunch movies. Talking shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
That for 3 hours would be more interesting than a bunch of fairy wars that don't end.
Is everyone mad at that? I couldn't tell. Was there tension?
I mean, test.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I don't really care.
I didn't like the Hobbit movies. I don't mind. I like the Lord of the Rings movies. The Hobbit movies were like, we get it.
Right? Yeah.
It's one book.
It's a children's book. Just make like one movie, maybe two.
And I also found zero characters likable in that movie, except for Gandalf, and there wasn't enough Gandalf because he's like 99 years old and he can't keep doing it.
Is Martin Freeman hot as the Hobbit? Because I really like him, but I didn't see it.
Wait, he's the Hobbit?
Yeah, he's the Hobbit.
Morgan Freeman's Bilbo?
Martin
no,
Freeman.
No, Martin
not
Freeman.
Morgan.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. Now I'm going to see the Hobbit.
Morgan Freeman is a Hobbit.
That would have been so much better.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
I wouldn't have been bored.
Which way to Mount Doom?
Slay. Also, that it's weird because the Orlando Bloom, it looks like they tried to digitally like flatten out his face.
Yeah.
So he didn't look as old, even though he's not old, but they did. And so he was way too, I can't even, like, glowy, wispy. I wasn't into it.
He was smizing the whole time.
Yeah. He just, everything was through the eyes, but none of it seemed like inviting or.
No.
He didn't seem as, I don't know. He just didn't give me as hard of a boner as he did in the original movie.
Well,
the original
one. I feel like Orlando Bloom is like, he's done.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I'm just now remembering that he exists.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. You know what? He's fine with that because he has Lord of the Rings money. Who gives a fuck?
That's true.
That's
fine. He and Keira Knightley are so similar. Like, they're both British people that are just relegated to, like, fantasy and weird British things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see that rom-com of just the two of them. But like
there is a rom-com
there,
with
I think
the two of them. I'm pretty
together.
Sure there's at least 18 with the two of them.
I feel like every Keira Knightley scene is like, I'm not getting married. Yeah. Like, I hate her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's way too much clavicle for me.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, she's all clav.
She's super clav. Okay. Alicia.
Yes.
When did you learn how to take a compliment?
I don't like compliments. Never. I never learned that. Is that a skill? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever learned that either. I'm bad at it. Do you guys?
I feel like that's always like a double-edged sword. Is that a term? Like that, where like when, if you did take the compliment and you were like, thanks, I know, everyone would be like, well, fuck you then.
Right?
Right? You can't just like, if someone's like, you look really nice today, I'm like, oh, I know. Fuck you. Well,
you
I feel like you have
you
to
just
go,
say thank you.
Yeah, you can just stop at the thanks. You don't need to say the I know part.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I guess now, I guess you just learned.
Yeah, I just learned.
I still do get uncomfortable about it because I don't know. I don't think about like what other people see me as that much. Like I don't think about like, oh, they're watching this. And then when someone like comments on what they think about it, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Don't think about me.
Don't think about me.
Stop thinking.
Don't think about me.
That's, I don't know. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think my instinct is still to like immediately reciprocate it. Like even if a guy is talking to me, if he's like, I really like your dress, I'm like, thanks, you too. Why you're not wearing a dress? Or like if even if I don't know, I do that like if I'm going to the movies and the chick giving popcorn is like, enjoy the movie, I'm like, you too.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're not
I
watching
do
the movie.
All the time.
I just say thanks and go for a high five until they give me one.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, thanks, man. Boom. And then it's like fun. Then it's fun. It's a thing. They got to high five you.
I like
they
to
love
like
you.
Interrogate them and be like, well, what exactly did you like about my shirt? You know?
Tell me exactly. Or did you?
I'll tell
Are you,
you
fucking saying
boobs.
That just to say it? Is it my tits or is it the color of my tits?
Yeah, or the color of my tits.
Yeah.
What color are your tits, Beb?
Chartreuse.
Whoa. Can I tell you that was the color in my head that you were going to say?
Whoa.
I was like Barbara's gonna say chartreuse.
Are
and
you
then
serious?
You, yeah, for real.
Your
I was
head
like,
went chartreuse.
Yeah, my head went chartreuse.
Are you serious?
We're having a day.
My head went chartreuse.
We're having a day because we both bought the same shirt. I knew your boobs are chartreuse.
Well, she's
and
seen
the third
to be
thing
fair.
Is coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this last question is going to be really good because we didn't finish writing it.
Oh.
All it says is, why do girls? What were we going to write?
Why do they? Why do they? That's a good question. I can't answer it.
What? It was, why do girls write on bathroom walls so much?
I'm not their therapist, so I couldn't answer that. But I would say, oh my God, there are so, and you know, I think it might have been in The Stranger, but there has been this like rash of really intense graffiti lately all over Seattle that's really depressing, and it actually makes you think about your life. Like you're just outside,
I hate that shit.
You're just like outside Top Pot Coffee, hypothetically, that you're doing that. You're outside Top Pot, you drink your coffee, you smoke your cigarette, think how you need to quit smoking, and then you like look at this wall and it's like, I thought we had plans. It's like, oh.
That's the thing. Like, I already have enough to deal with. Don't,
yeah.
Right.
Don't
put that.
Yeah, what the fuck? And I'm just
whoever
like,
just broke up with Banksy, call him and say, I'm sorry.
It's so depressing. And then, like, there was a bathroom I'm in. I don't remember. Maybe it's Shorty's, I think, is the bathroom. But there's something that I see. Maybe I'm wrong. But every time I sit down on the toilet and I look, it's on the door and it says, I thought he loved me. And I'm like, fuck you!
Because, like, can't you just picture her, like, biting the cap off with her teeth, like, while she's pissing, like...
Yeah.
I was in a really nice bathroom yesterday, and there was, like, a really, like, introspective quote about love by Carl Sagan. Something about how the universe is so big that the only way we can feel small is by loving somebody.
Yeah.
And then under that, it said, shit-stained balls.
I love those people. I love the person who's, like... We should just all love each other. We're all human beings. And then someone is just like, fuck you. I love that person. That person is awesome. I want to hang out with that person.
Yeah. It's a really, is it like that in guys' bathrooms?
Is it like that in guys' bathroom, or is that just a girl thing? It's a girl thing?
Oh, that's an everybody thing?
Guys have
yeah,
know
we're all human beings. We're all the same.
I didn't know if it was that intense with the very inspirational quotes and then the weird.
Yeah.
Because that happens all the time.
It was my theory that it was an everybody thing, so thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. There's also at this bar in the U District, there was this thing that said, like, should Chandra fuck Tim or some other person tonight? I don't remember. Should Chandra fuck Tim or date Tim? It was just on the door, and someone just wrote in, like, Chandra should fuck everyone or something.
I hope that Chandra wrote that and then, like, went away and came back later and was like, all right.
Oh, Chandra didn't write that.
Yeah.
No, that's not a Chandra.
Did it.
Why?
I think that was like somebody like her. It was definitely her. Like, you wouldn't refer to yourself in third person.
I would.
Friend is a strong
word for
that
bunch of strangers.
I feel like the mystique of bathroom graffiti, when you think about the logic of it, is kind of like the mystique of selfies. Like, you see someone's selfie and it looks cute, but I always picture them standing in that situation with a phone, and then it doesn't seem as fun and casual.
Yeah, watching somebody take a selfie is awful.
And so I feel like the it seems funny on the, but then you think about them, with their pants down with a Sharpie, being like, this is so good.
Gonna get
the
deep.
Harsh reality.
Yeah, or just like that poor lady that was in there crying and was like, I thought he loved me, and you're just like, puke on her. I assume she puked.
I think my favorite one I've ever seen, what's the guy's name that did the, not Santana, that did that Smooth song?
Rob Thomas.
Somebody in a bathroom one time wrote Rob Thomas rules, and then somebody else at a different time with a knife crossed out rules and wrote sucks underneath the bed with a fucking knife into the metal.
That was probably Santana.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I didn't know anybody had this many feelings about Rob Thomas.
Oh, there's, oh my God. There's lots.
That's the person whose name I dropped when Babs and I were trying to sneak into the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, we were trying to sneak in. We were like doing this weird thing going around trying to like get into hotels.
We were trying
stuff.
To get into like different fancy hotels in LA for this blog. And we got really, really drunk. And then we did a line of Adderall through a $1 bill.
Yeah.
And then and then we went to this, like, the place where, like, John Belushi OD'd, like, this really fancy hotel. And I was like,
it's really fancy. John Belushi OD'd there.
It's kind of. So. And we walked up, and I was like, yeah, we're here for Rob Thomas's birthday party.
That was her, and no reference to, like, we had no idea if that was anything that might be happening, but that
was
her.
It was not his birthday either, right?
No, we knew for sure that wasn't happening, actually. But, like, I had this, like, unfounded confidence from the Adderall.
And let me tell you what, it didn't work.
No.
We snuck in through the kitchen.
Through the kitchen.
And pretended we knew these random dudes.
Yeah. That's one of the last times I had a cigarette. We were smoking cigarettes with these Italian guys.
Oh, yeah, and then we pretended.
Yeah, and then the bouncers, like, pulled open the velvet curtain, and they were like, you guys clearly just snuck in through the kitchen. You need to get out. And I was like, we're just trying to talk to our friends. Get out of here.
That was one of the best moments of my life, though. Like, I felt like I was in a movie because we were walking up the hill past the Chateau Marmont, and this, like, busser came out to open the door to throw out trash, and I was just like, ah,
and
I
grabbed. Both just
yeah, we bolted and, like, ran through the kitchen with all these yes. people watching us, and then we just ended up on this balcony with these guys.
That was, like, the most 80s movies yeah. our life is ever going to get.
That was great. That guy touched my boobs in the elevator later,
oh, yeah.
and it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went in the pool in that hotel with our clothes on.
Yeah, it was great. They left after that, after yeah. they realized we weren't going to fuck them. Anyway.
And then I drove them home safely.
Yes. And then Daddy drove us home. Okay, we have a few more things to do. That's we have some merch for sale out there if you guys are interested after the show. These t-shirts.
Seat
and we have some koozies, and we wanted to give away one of the koozies. Are we going to do that?
Let's do it.
For whoever wants to try and sing their favorite Lady to Lady theme song.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to do that.
Anybody have a favorite one that they want to sing?
Does anyone know one?
I see a hand on the face. I just saw you considered it. And
she's
you were
the only one I trust because she actually asked before she could sing along with them.
I don't know if anybody's down
she
for this.
She doesn't want to. I feel
this
bad.
This is a $5 koozie that we'll give to you for free with a drink ticket. So you're making money.
How about, okay.
You're making money.
Okay.
Okay. You got to come up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Right. That's the whole point.
Come on, do it in the microphone. Otherwise, it's a weird silence.
Like for 2 seconds. You don't have to do
it. You can just do like 2 seconds. Yeah.
No, do the whole thing.
What is it? Which song is it?
What is your favorite?
Lady.
Yes.
Lady problems.
Lady problems. Do you have
them? Yeah. Give it up for Gina.
She gets a koozie.
Here's a drink ticket, too.
Yeah. Thank
well
you.
Well done.
That was great. And that brings us to Lady
problems.
You want to play?
Play number four,
it's
baby.
It's not as good, but we can try it.
Ooh.
I'm going to get really into it. You guys can just watch us dance silently.
This is pretend problems.
No.
Baby problems.
Oh, no.
This is
mom.
Baby problems.
Baby problems. No.
That's baby.
You know what? It's good.
That's another theme song we recorded called Baby Problems.
We just gave all the wrong music.
That's kind of great.
That's
great. It was last second. Our songs weren't labeled. Thanks, David. No, he's our producer. He's great.
Yeah,
but we
David.
Accidentally gave him. That's great, though. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
Baby
yeah.
problems.
Shout out to the baby.
Like
do we don't know where he
do
is.
Do we have the hat? Did we get
oh, yeah.
in the hat?
Did anybody write Lady Problems in these hats?
We'll see. If nobody did, we'll read one that somebody emailed us. If you guys don't know, we have people write
oh,
in
we
ask
have one.
For advice. And or you guys wrote in on the hat and you asked for advice.
Fuck yeah.
And we
oh, we
you.
Have lots of them. Neato.
Yeah, okay. Everyone needs to know our opinion.
Okay.
Let's okay. see. What do we got here?
Oh, these might be.
What's the weirdest thing you ever heard someone say on a bus?
Oh.
On a bus?
Yeah. I have a horrible memory, and I know I've ridden buses and had weird things
I block
things said
a lot
to me.
Of shit out from public transportation.
Mine wasn't something that someone said, but I remember uh-oh. When I was training for my first marathon, I ran from like Silver Lake to the beach, which was like a 20-mile run, and then I took the bus home. And the whole ride home, there was this like really like fabulous gay guy who was like acting very diva-ish on the bus and like wouldn't let anyone like sit next to him and was having this very extended conversation with someone about how his roommate needed to get kicked out. That's not a great story. Anyway, he was a trip. I haven't ridden that much public transportation.
Yeah, well, we live in LA where we're in our fucking cars all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know another one. Another time I rode the bus, they had bus TV. And,
oh, yeah, that's some good shit.
In LA, our buses have, like, trivia and, like programming. And on bus TV, they had, like, a quiz program. And one of the, like, quizzes was, college, maybe it's not for you.
Well, he's setting high expectations.
Oh, man. My... I don't really take the bus or metro that often, but I do drive for Lyft, which feels like I am the facilitator of public transportation for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And most people are perfectly nice, but I did have a couple a few weeks ago that I'm pretty sure were just straight up fucking in my back seat.
Ooh.
And then we went to... they wanted
did
to go
you hear,
to
like, slapping sounds? She was.
That's
making,
what Tess needs. Was there slapping?
Yeah, yeah. She was making a lot of like fake orgasm noises. Like it wasn't real, but it was just like. And I was like, I'm driving and there's no music on and you won't give me an address. So they kept being like, turn left. And I was like, is that you getting off or is that like an actual direction that I should be doing right now?
I always say that when someone's going down on me, turn left.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that like a
turn left around to the other area?
Yeah, yeah.
0.2 licks.
Yeah.
That would be so great if there was a GPS on how to go down on someone.
Yeah. Oh, somebody invent that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. GPS.
That's listen up, Silicon Valley. There's an app. There's an app for you. Man. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys make apps, too. Somebody here do it. That's
you fine. All make it.
You guys all make apps. You guys love the computers up here. So they, like, wanted to go to 7-Eleven and took them to 7-Eleven. And then I don't know what they bought. And then I took them home. And when I finally dropped them off after they'd stopped fucking in the backseat, I dropped them off. I drove a block away and I looked. And there was a package for one of those, like, male enhancement pills that you buy at 7-Eleven.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit, I didn't know people actually bought these.
No.
I thought they were like a goof present for your friend's 40th. Like, I thought that's all that was.
Well,
that
no, here's a trick. If you can't access Adderall, those act the same.
That is a great trick.
No,
That's a great tip.
No, I several times in college used those for finals.
How did you know
just
that?
Just take your mail and hail some I think I just found out on accident. I don't remember how I found out.
All right.
So you're just trying to, like, get your dick hard, and you're like, oh, I can concentrate on this speech.
Yeah.
That's great.
I couldn't keep a boner, and I was like, sweet, now I can write a paper on.
Oh, that poor guy.
No, fuck him. I wrote his, like, Lyft review for me was just, like, 2 stars only because he needed the help, apparently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to shame your profile, bro.
Wait, were they... What did you see in the rearview mirror? Was she, like, straddling him?
At different points, yeah. They were, like, all over my backseat.
That's gotta be gross. If you're like in a backseat, of course you're straddling. Come on.
Okay, but, okay. Have you guys ever stayed in a hotel and you can hear the people next door having sex?
Yeah.
It's kind of a turn-on, right?
No.
Yeah, it's great, but not if you're driving.
I know. I was wondering if it correlated. Room.
No. They were, like, real. It was they were that drunk at 10:30 p.m. also.
Sure.
Like, that was real rough. I was just like, this is the beginning of my night. Okay. Garbage.
Well, that was clearly a happy hour that went too long.
Ugh.
You have any bus?
Garbage people.
Any bus problems?
Bus.
Supposed to write down lady problems.
I take a bus all the time. I usually wear headphones because it's kind of frightening. But I think the best bus story I've heard about, but I didn't hear myself, but my friend, who you guys know, Solomon Giorgio.
Yeah.
Okay,
shout out Solomon.
Hey, I miss you. Call me. Anyway, so when he was on the bus, some guy yelled something that was like I just killed a ghost, and he.
Spoiler alert, no, you didn't. Somebody else did. That's how they became a ghost.
Like, it was like, I just killed a ghost, and he, like, didn't die, so I have to go kill that motherfucker again, or something like that. And I was jealous. I want to ride that line. I need to get
on
the better bus.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of person I would be if I got crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be that, like, I got to go kill that ghost again.
Yeah.
All right, we have time for, I think, one last thing.
One last thing.
Do you want me to read the one that we had for the show?
We have them here.
Okay.
I mean, this is a good one. This isn't everyone problem.
Yeah.
Money. Necessary evil or evil necessity?
So it's bad either way.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just define what this is. So necessary evil...
I don't know.
It's just a thing that
goes out.
Yeah. Or evil necessity. Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
Am I the only person that thinks that?
Is this the lady problem you just gave us to make us figure this out?
If you have a problem with money, we'll take yours. I think that's the
answer. Well, let's talk about money.
Okay.
How do you guys feel?
Okay. I think about this a lot because a lot of times I have this fantasy of, like, doing the Into the Wild thing.
Oh, yeah, of
and
course.
Just going
I
up,
always have that fantasy.
You know
going off
mean?
That grid, baby.
Of getting rid of everything and just wandering.
Yeah. Alicia is shaking her head.
I don't get that shit. Well, just because I hate camping. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I mean, it seems fine.
Have you camped before?
Yeah, I mean, but Yeah, sort of, because I grew up in places without running water, and it was terrible.
And you're like, why would I do this on purpose?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like, I think when you've like lived in shitholes and you've been poor, and then your friends are like, let's go camping. You're like, fuck you.
That was my whole childhood. Yeah.
Do that. Why? Yeah. I want to be close to the microwave. God, once they invent those outside.
Like a gas microwave.
Yeah. No, I mean, outside's really nice. I don't know what my... I went camping with my friends a while ago. We stayed in a yurt, I think is what they're called.
Oh, that's glamping.
An alpaca farm. And it sounded like it would be funny at first. And then, like, I think 3 hours into being there, I was like, so we're just doing this? We're just sitting here and looking at these alpacas? This is... cool.
Wait, there's no microwaves here?
Yeah, I was really upset about the lack of microwaves.
Were you not drinking enough?
No, I was drinking a lot, and they didn't want to drink as much. We brought all this booze, and I thought we were just going to get drunk and, like, pet alpacas.
Oh, well, then your friends suck.
Yeah, your friends suck.
That is what camping is.
But they did drink a little bit, but they mostly smoked pot. They smoked pot, and then I'm not good at drugs. I tried to do an edible, but my friend brought these Sour Patch Kid edibles, and because I've had bad edible experiences, one time I drooled on my pants, and it looked like I peed my pants. Anyway. It was not cool. So I ate just this one Sour Patch Kid. But then we're just out in the wilderness, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. So I just sat on the porch by our yurt, and I listened to my iPod, and I just was like, whatever party shuffle, whatever comes up. It was like all Garth Brooks' greatest hits.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I have a question.
Yeah.
How did you get Garth Brooks' greatest hits?
Oh, I have the CD. I just
can
put
I
it
burn
on my
it off of you?
Because it's not on. It's not digital.
You can't get Garth Brooks anywhere.
He is so selfish, that man.
So selfish. My sister and I tried for like 4 hours to buy Garth Brooks' greatest hits.
You can't.
I really want to burn it off of you. I happened to have the CD,
and I put it on my iTunes, and I forgot about it being on my iPod, and then I just did a thing, and it was all Garth. And at first, I was like, weird, do I want to do this? But then after a while...
Oh, yeah, you got into it.
And then after a while, just sitting on this like plastic chair, my friends are in there like talking about weed or whatever, and I'm just like sitting on this plastic chair, and I'm just listening to like the Last Dance or whatever, and I'm like, God, I just feel this right now.
That sounds great. it sounds like you had a great time camping. What are you talking about?
Well, I did for 2 hours. For 2 hours, I was like, God, I just want to get away from the city and move to a small town and live in a little house with just me and my lady, and we'll just be happy together forever, even though we fight sometimes, because real love is where you fight a lot, Garth Brooks.
Well, Garth addresses that.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. With the thunder rolls.
Oh, my God, the thunder rolls.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the thunder rolls.
Sorry.
I don't know. Thunder rolls.
Oh, my God.
I know Friends in Low Places. That's, like, the one thing that I know.
You guys really don't know the song Thunder Rolls?
No. No, I know.
You watch the video. He does double rolls in it. He's Garth Brooks.
I've watched the video. I've watched the video where everything's on fire and there's a handicapped kid running.
Standing outside the fire.
That's a really
weird
one.
Not trying. It's just nearly survived.
And then, there's like a kid who runs and his father doesn't believe in him. And then he sets everything on fire. It's really a weird video.
He's a very socially conscious artist. I don't know what to say.
He was doing it before anyone else was.
He's doing something
out there.
Have you seen his intro to Facebook video?
Oh yeah, have you seen that?
No.
Oh, please,
it's
watch
really
it. It's a selfie, and he's just like, "Well, I guess this is it. I want to put all the things I like up here, all the funny,
cool things.
The funny, cool things. It's the weirdest thing of
and
all time."
And he posted
time.
It like this year.
What a sweet
little dad he is.
He's
the best dad.
That's dad bod.
Yeah,
right
he's
there.
The original dad bod.
He is the ultimate dad bod.
Yeah.
That's a dilf right there.
Ultimate dad bod.
Garth Brooks presents the ultimate dad bod.
That should be his next. That's his Vegas special.
Yeah,
in
that's his next tour. He's flying around on cables.
I'm glad that the money question ended up. This is perfect.
Yeah. Sorry.
No,
I'm
this
sorry.
That was the perfect tangent. Yeah. I love that's great. Yeah. So that's been our show.
Alicia,
thank you so much.
Where can people find you on the internet? What's your twiddle?
Twiddle.
What's your twiddle?
I have a website, AliciaSanchez.com. My Twitter is stupid. I think it's like at @L_SanchoVia, because some other person also thought El Sancho Villa was funny, and they took it before me. But Pancho Villa is my cousin, so that person is a fucking poser.
No shit?
Yeah. Well, my dad says that. I don't know if that's true. But whatever. But yeah, it's L_SanchoVia. I'm out there.
If you follow us on Twitter, we tweeted at you.
Twitter
you
a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Come see, check her out.
Come see Wine Shots here in Seattle.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah. It's in the grotto downstairs.
Yeah, we were just down there earlier doing shows. Really fun spot. So
are those drunk Canadians here?
No.
Oh
my God! Can we talk about them?
They would have been talking, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would definitely been talking. This girl, there were these two drunk girls who were at the show before. We were doing like stand up downstairs, and this girl was like, can we go to a Target first before your show?
Which right off the bat, I was on board with.
Yeah. Of course. But then she told us she's addicted to Dr. Pepper chapstick.
Again on board.
And Whoa. She had to go to Target to get some.
I get it.
Oh, my God. They still make Dr. Pepper chapstick?
Exactly.
Like lip smackers?
Well, she found, because that is the best lip smackers.
Yeah.
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 And she found a Target here that has it. I don't want to, like, blow her spot out.
No, I'm sorry.
It's all
going to
be gone now.
I honestly don't care. But if you're addicted to it, you need a stash, you know?
She yeah. has a stash. She has 60 at home. But they discontinued the flavor. So this is all the Dr. Pepper lip gloss she's going to have for the rest of her life. So I get it. Old girl is drunk.
Oh, I get it. She's saving up
her whole
okay.
life.
Well, yeah, in that case.
And she, yeah.
What happens when she uses the last one?
I know. She's going to be opening a lip smacker in like 2042. It's my last one.
Fuck my grandchildren.
She won't even
I'm
have
out.
A face then. It'll just be putting it on a whatever
she
astronaut's
said, like,
helmet.
She told us a story of that when she was a kid. She literally was addicted to it.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that you can get addicted to lip chap because
yeah.
of something in it.
Carmen, yeah, the there's stuff in it that makes it so your lips can't produce the moisture.
I'm not a scientist.
Anyway, we're starting
boring.
A Kickstarter for her to go to
anyway,
treatment.
there are new friends in low places.
Right.
<Call back.
laughs> that'll do it.
But thank
Call
you guys back. So much for coming to the show. We really appreciate it. We are here. We're in Seattle another night on Wednesday. We're going to be doing stand-up at the Comedy Underground. So if you want to see us doing stand-up in a different form of
Which is
jokes,
different than this.
We're doing
do that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being here. We love you.
Have a good night, you guys.
Round
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Go for Alicia, too.
Alicia,
we'll
Sanchez.
Be outside selling merch and stuff.
Yeah, we'll be out there in a minute. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.